Muhammad, may Allah exalt his mention, has commanded us to perform Maghrib and Isha jointly. Where? Not in Arafah. We leave Arafah just before sunset and we proceed towards Muzdalifah. Once we reach Muzdalifah, the very first thing we do is to perform Maghrib and Isha together. You know what that, does that mean, to perform Maghrib and Isha together? Well, we perform, Adhan will be given once. After the Adhan, Iqama for Maghrib will be given. We perform 3 rak'at Maghrib, normal, as usual. Then we follow it by 2 rak'at Isha. In other words, Isha and every 4-unit prayer during Hajj will be every 4-unit prayer. That is to say, Asr, Dhuhr, Asr, and Isha. We perform, instead, usually perform them 4 rak'ah, we perform them 2 rak'ah only. So, upon reaching Muzdalifah, we perform Maghrib 3 rak'ah after the Adhan, then another Iqamah will be given for Isha, and we perform 2 rak'ah. The Prophet Muhammad, may Allah exalt his mention, used to sleep after that. He did not do a thing other than, well, maybe he ate something, then he went to sleep until Fajr prayer. Okay? Now, again, I want you to really understand, feel that significance of these rituals. Okay? We do it first and foremost. I always repeat that. Out of obedience to Allah. Out of obedience to Allah. In other way, we do it because we obey Allah. That's how He commanded us, and that's what we do it. Okay, now Muzdalifah, as I said, we find some people, you know, sitting and passing the whole night, talking, and, you know, I mean, these are valuable times. You know, one should not really waste such time in talking about social issues and nonsense, quite honestly. You know, I mean, why do you waste your time on talking about certain things? It might be actually against you on the day of resurrection. It might be against you on the day of resurrection. That's why it's very important to make sure that you pass the time talking something, you know, profitable, of interest to your religion, or go to sleep. That's simple. So, but anyway, some people, they try busy themselves actually picking the stones that they will be ready to, next day when they arrive in Mina to cast the stones in Jamarat. However, I'm talking about Muzdalifah. Let me talk to you about this, story. I remember at one time we were with a group of American soldiers, Muslims of course, and we were in Muzdalifah. And they were complaining that the food was late. And indeed, it was late. When all of a sudden, you know, what am I going to talk to them? All of a sudden, I saw a truck, you know, really old truck with a box, plywood box. Hey, imagine this box. It's like a room with 2 floors. The lower floor for the supplies. The upper floor was for people there. Men and women. A big truck. So I saw some people coming out. You know where they're coming from? All the way from Russia. All the way from Russia. They crossed all the ice desert. All the way they came to whatever countries until eventually they arrived. But honestly, the color of their ihram, you can't tell. Brownish, darkish, whatever. You know, I mean, long trip. And they started cooking their food, you know, by promises and this. I said, brothers, I spoke to the American brothers, I said, look at those people coming all the way there. And they are happy. Look at the ihrams. Discolored ihrams. And they're content with this piece of bread or whatever the woman gave them, gave their men there. You know, I mean, we have to be grateful to Allah for having these chances, actually. And first and foremost, to be grateful to Allah that Allah has given us the chance to perform Hajj. Keep that in your mind. Okay? Assalamu alaikum.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك